There's something that I wasn't aware of that happens here in Townsville, which is just adorable. They're called trauma teddies. So these teddies are given to kids when they're in pretty traumatic situations. And local Brooke Winterstein has had experience with these trauma teddies just recently. She joins us right now. How are you, Brooke?
Hey guys, I'm doing well.
Are you though?
Yeah, I think I just burnt my lip on a sneaky sip of coffee. So,
oh, necessary to have coffee because you have been through a fair bit these last few days. Talk us through what's happened and how you came across this trauma teddy.
Yeah, so obviously Murphy's Law, you know, I've been home for the last 3 months and not one person has been unwell or injured, but day two back at work and my little girl has had a fall at home. Nothing serious, just a little trip over like toddlers do. But it's resulted in a severely dislocated and broken finger. On my way home from work, I've called the ambulance to meet me at home to make the process a bit faster. And while we were in the ambulance, the paramedic gifted her this beautiful little knitted teddy, and it actually had the same colours of the cowboys, which probably made it more familiar for her as well. And she just tucked him up under her arm, and they haven't really separated since. So very, very cute.
it's very cute. I've seen the photos, and it's just adorable. And your little girl, how did it actually, you know, change her experience?
Well, I think it just it took her mind off of what was going on. I think sometimes the last thing that you're kind of thinking of when you're grabbing everything to head out the door, if you even get that chance to do, you know, those things, you don't get to grab a teddy or a comforter or something like that, apart from her dummy or anything like that. It just gave her that thing to cuddle apart from clinging onto me like a little koala. And it was just, I think too, just having those colours of the cowboys just made it even more familiar. So that was really sweet too. I just, as soon as I saw it, I was like, oh my goodness, it couldn't be more perfect for a really, you know, hard thing to be going through.
Yeah, it's pretty traumatic. She's in a lot of pain. She's in an a very unusual situation in an ambulance. So it's adorable. Yeah. Do you know where the teddy came from?
Yeah, so it actually had like a little tag attached to it, and it just said, from the knitting ladies at Carlisle Gardens. So, you know, that evening, once things calmed down a little bit, I kind of searched for them and came across them on Facebook and that as well. So, we actually dropped off a little gift to them yesterday. The ladies a couple of bottles of champagne, so hopefully they can kind of put down the knitting needles and have a, you know, nice glass and just a big thank you for everything that they do for all the little kids out there.
Beautiful. And if anyone wants to donate wool, Carlisle Gardens, I'm sure, is going to accept any donations for that. But thanks for joining us, Brooke. What a beautiful story.
Okay.
And such a lovely little thing that our local community is doing.
I know, yeah. It's really beautiful. So, those ladies, something so easy maybe for them to just be whipping up, but it just really, really means a lot. So, yeah, huge thank you to them all.